This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Senate approved $40 billion in Ukraine aid. What does it mean? How does that get parceled out? What will Ukraine do with that money? Now the conversation hits recession, the dirty R word. Hard for me to even say. Next year, more and more experts are saying we could hit a recession. Let's hope not. Cases are up with COVID, but it's not all bleak news. I said this just the other day. There's some great movies coming out. It is the summer. People are getting ready to travel. You're just going to have to save a lot of pennies because of what it's going to cost you if you hit the highway. And even in airline fees because tickets have gone up. But we've been pent up, many of us. So look for travel to soar, I think, even more. And this is where we're at. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on this show. The red carpet has been vacuumed, and it is waiting for all of you. No matter how many times you've checked in, we're always glad to see you. And you can let your voice be heard, because I know people listen at all different times of the day, or take a little bit of time to think about what we've talked about on the show. So 24/7, calorie-free. You can hit us up through our own drive-through window. It's our mailroom, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. In fact, in our second hour, we had an overflow with the mailbag, so we'll be talking about things that you want to talk about. And speaking of that, I always get a lot of questions about Ukraine. When's it going to end? What effect does it have on all of us in the United States? Oh, it's awful to see the people. I mean, just everything you can imagine, I think, is what many of you are thinking about, the humanitarian side, the frightening side of Putin, the what happens to us as a result of this. So the Senate approved that $40 billion of additional humanitarian and military assistance. It's a two-pronged package. So the humanitarian needs are great, but so is the military need. The president just has to sign. He will. It's triple the amount of aid the U.S. committed to Ukraine in trying to beat back Russia's invasion. It passed 86-11. Most Republicans joined every Democrat in approving the bill. So bipartisan, the B word we hardly ever get to say. And it makes sense. It makes sense because of not turning our backs on the Ukrainian people. So the amount approved Thursday is $7 billion more than the president initially requested. And specifically, there's $20 billion for the Pentagon to provide weapons, intelligence, and training, by the way, and $14 billion for the State Department for food aid, refugee assistance, and other diplomatic programs that the people will need. So now you think about the 13.6 that was passed in March. So combined total, $53.7 billion has been approved by our Congress this year. And it's about, this is a crazy stat I saw, it's about 81% of Russia's 2021 defense budget. And it's more than one quarter the size of Ukraine's pre-war economy. And I love the fact that it's got the split thing, which it should. Humanitarian aid and military aid. You listen to the president, Zelensky, they need the training, they need the weapons. It's been impressive that they've been able to hold off Russia. Because there is no question, Putin, in positioning his troops and then invading in February, I think he would have never, ever, ever guessed that he would not have had his mission accomplished within weeks of invading that country. But so far, he has been thwarted. Now, not everybody was happy about it. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky objected. He's saying, we're in too much debt to support more funding for Ukraine. Unless we put an end to fiscal insanity, this was his quote, a day of reckoning awaits us. I don't disagree that we're deep into debt and we need to really address that. That's a hot potato that just keeps getting passed along again and again and again. But in this case, Ukraine, I think, needs the money, and we should give them the money. When you look even at the impact on the U.S. with this invasion, it's much bigger than you would think. And we've talked about this the entire time. Financially, it has hit the United States in many, 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 many different ways. Many different ways. This is, to me, one of the most disheartening things that I saw over the course of my day. Somebody first that I know who is an FBI investigative type called me and we talked about this. The dispatcher, a couple of aspects of the Buffalo shooting. The dispatcher is somebody who could be fired for hanging up on a Buffalo grocery worker. So one of the people that was in that situation called 911. They were trapped in the supermarket when all the pop, pop, pop was going off. And, of course, in that mass shooting, we know 10 people were killed. That person was placed on administrative leave and is facing possible termination. Letitia Rogers, who was an assistant office manager at Top Supermarket, said that she called 911, whispered to the dispatcher in hopes of making the official aware of this mass shooting unfolding in the store. But instead of assistance, when she was scared for her life, they just dismissed her. That was it. She gave the address. There's a shooter in the store. And she said, I can't hear you. Why are you whispering? Well, that could be because there's bullets whizzing by my head. And said, you don't have to whisper. They can't hear you. She continued to whisper. Said, he's in the store. I'm scared for my life. Please send help. And that was it. So we'll see if this 911 dispatcher who's on leave gets fired. There's that possibility. I mean, this is someone who was on the job, though, for 8 years. And they're saying that you know, she acted inappropriately, not following protocol. So what was the reason for that? And at this point, you look at the 18-year-old, Peyton Gendron, who's been indicted by a grand jury and is going to be in custody after the brief court appearance that he had on Thursday. He's pled not guilty to the murder charges. And then the story comes out that before the attack, 15 people joined his chat room. Because remember, he wanted the world to see this. He was out on Twitch. He was pushing it, started to push it out. So an online chat room invitation was sent right before that happened and was accepted by 15 different people. So they were able to scroll back through months of his writings and ramblings and whatnot. And it was pretty thick and sickening. And then in that room, they could view the online video stream where footage of that attack was unfolding. So maybe more people saw the shootings as they happened than previously was known. That's a big part of what's being investigated. If you were in that chat room, would you have made a quick phone call? Think about it.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
An online chat room invitation gets sent to you. You dive into it. You're not really sure what you're looking at. Can you say you're not really sure? And then you're watching what's unfolding. And the chat room, by the way, was Discord. And Discord users who clicked through to the room could view that online video stream as the attack was happening. And as I said, more people must have seen the shooting than was even thought about before. So now that becomes evidence, and it was right from the beginning. And they're looking at this messaging platform, the FBI, and police, and prosecutors, and they're sifting through any of that data relating to his account to decipher his network. And what does that mean? Discord isn't saying much. They're not saying much about the 15 people that they accepted the invitation, none of that, that just that they're assisting law enforcement. And, of course, they have to back away from it and say, well, hate has no place on this platform, and we're committed to combating violence and extremism. But the fact that he was disseminating and trying to his propaganda and trying to justify what he was doing shows how social media companies are in trouble when it comes to their platforms being exploited to spread terror, despite the fact that they say, well, they won't tolerate it, and we have a policy of immediately throwing someone off a platform. We could go on and on. But obviously this didn't happen there. And because he could have other users that could see his platform, what he was doing, and there's direct messaging and those private rooms, and you get the invite. So he was on it for 6 months, and there were hundreds of postings, including all kinds of racist rants and details of a plan for the shooting of black people at the store in Buffalo. So that was there. It was on it. Wow. It's unclear if they can actually determine what the 15 people did after they accepted the invitation to the private server, by the way. But the connection to the account could help them understand, could help law enforcement understand whether the accused shooter acted alone or was supported by online acquaintances. Imagine that. Somebody else sees them, like-minded or whatever they are, and they're encouraging it. Now, will they be charged once they're all tracked down? Because they'll be tracked down. Will those people all have to answer for that? And Discord has declined to say how many people had access to his invitation. He said he was going to share it with everybody on his friends list. Message boards, all of that. So they're being investigated. In fact, the New York Attorney General said that her office was investigating Discord, Twitch, and other platforms in connection with the Buffalo shooting. They're looking at all of them to see what the shooter used to amplify the attack, because that was the idea. He was trying to amplify it. And the idea with Discord is they don't have ads, but they have premium memberships that users can pay for to enable advanced features. So they collect less information than social media companies on their activities. And they're not aware of how many views a particular piece of content might get. So there is also the rub on what's happened. It is something to think about when you lightly accept invitations and perhaps you don't read them enough. I think these were people that were involved in socially going back and forth with him on maybe whatever, but they were obviously people that through the internet anyway, were people who were probably users. They had to be members. And this is one to follow, like I said, as to where this ends up. Could any of them, well, they're going to face questions, but could any of them face any kind of charges? I don't think so. But they're going to take a hit publicly for what? Did anybody call? Did anybody say anything? Could they have stopped it as it was unfolding? No, but they could have backed up what was happening. In the meantime, while that story and his day in court will come, but it's down the line and in the future, where we are with COVID is right now. I hate saying this, but the COVID cases, the weekly change is now 21.6%. Now, deaths have been down. Hospitalizations are up, however, 14.3% across the nation. And isn't it interesting, right before last 4th of July, the president said that he wanted to see the nation get to 75% vaccinated. You know, and I knew when he said that, and they kept talking about herd immunity, we're not going to get there. No way. And we're not even close. 66.5%. That's where we're at, if you're curious about that. And if you need a COVID test, because, boy, a lot of people are getting COVID, I got coffee at a place called Wawa today. And the woman who checked me out told me that she still doesn't have her taste back. I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, I had COVID, and I didn't go to the hospital, and I felt okay. I had a couple of bad days, but I can't taste anything. And so I don't like to eat. I have to almost force myself to eat. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. We've heard those stories, but she was one of them. So more people are taking at-home tests. And now you can order 8 more free at-home tests. get ahead of the surge if you at least want to know if you have it. You just go to COVID.gov/tests. I think it's good that they're committed to pushing out more tests for people, because that's what happens. Somebody in the house gets it, and what are the chances that somebody else close to them in the same house is going to get it? They're pretty good. So home testing is way more common than it has been. And positive home tests, by the way, are only included in the official count when the test takers report their result or confirm it with a PCR test, which is a lot of times what somebody will do. How many people have had COVID twice? I know somebody who had COVID 3 times. First time was the worst. The rest weren't quite as bad, but an inconvenience and concern about whether or not anybody else was infected around her. And this is another question of decision for some parents. CDC is recommending COVID booster shots for kids 5 to 11. So that would be a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine to boost their immunity because of the hospitalizations ticking up and more cases. So what about the parents? If they haven't been vaccinated, would they really take their child to get vaccinated? The answer is most likely probably no. It may be the easiest thing that I've ever pulled out of thin air, because if they're not getting it, they're not going to indoctrinate their children into thinking they have to get it. No, that's not what it's going to be. And because there's so many doses, anybody who's eligible, if there are people who have kids or grandkids 5 to 11, easy to get it. Easy to schedule that at your local pharmacy. Should kids, though, get this third booster? My nephew got the shots, especially his father has a lot of allergies, got the first shots, and then got the booster and was so sick. He was one of those where he got so, so sick. For days on end, days, it really took 2 weeks for him to shake it. It was kind of scary. He was already thin, and he lost even more weight. Some people have a different take on whether or not kids or younger people should get a third or even fourth dose. Meet you on the flip side.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
That's crazy. That's just pure crazy for people to pay that much for a gallon of gas.
That man saying what many of us are thinking as the AAA national average for the price of regular was up another 2 cents Thursday to $4.58 a gallon. Kansas has the lowest statewide average at $4.04 a gallon. In California, the pain won't stop. The statewide average is now up to $6.06 a gallon. Senators are calling on the FDA to address the nationwide baby formula shortage. Democrat Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Republican John Hoeven of North Dakota sending a letter to the FDA commissioner Thursday. They asked him to provide a detailed timeline of the agency's inspection of Abbott Laboratories in Michigan, as well as the most recent effort made to increase formula supply. USA Radio News. President Biden met with the leaders of Finland and Sweden on Thursday. They both have submitted applications to join NATO and are hoping for a swift approval process. However, Turkey's president said his country will reject their applications. All members of the alliance have to approve new entries. President Biden says the two countries meet the requirements set by NATO and that the U.S. supports their admittance.
Two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board.
The Senate passed a nearly $40 billion military and economic aid package to help Ukraine as Russia's unprovoked invasion continues. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk and brings America's commitment to almost $54 billion in aid to Ukraine. The accused Buffalo supermarket shooter is being held without bail. That's after he appeared in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have always wanted to have my own boat. As a kid, I memorized the terms starboard and port side. I learned about buoys and special markings. I learned about anchoring, and I learned about some of the basic techniques when you're in intercoastal waterways. So as now I have taken the show to our satellite facility anyway, the mothership is perfectly docked in Minnesota, I decided I need to get a certificate for boating safety. I need to take this to the next level, and it wasn't easy. So you had to get an 80 or better. And you had to do these six lessons where some of the questions, I thought, wow, where did they, this is a curveball, where did they come up with this? And it was all about learning about, you know, everything that you had to do, from being careful as to what size tank you had to what happens to the weight on board as you add people, which is obviously something that you always would be concerned about anyway. But they went a lot deeper than that too. And here's the good news. I am now officially a captain. So look out, anybody who's boating. You might need a bigger boat. I don't know that I need a bigger boat, but you might need a big motorboat. It was really interesting to find out some of the sad statistics that happen on the waterways. As you can imagine, people not paying attention, capsizing. And a thing that I found out, because I have a lot of friends who fish, and that's part of my plan, too, on off days. And boats that are 16 feet or less, they have the highest capsizing statistics for people who are fishing. And why is that? Because of what they're paying attention to and what they're not paying attention to. And then what happens when you're on the water and suddenly it gets really rough, or you run aground, or there's a lot of different things that can happen, or somebody on your boat falls over. And of course, we have talked about some of the sad stories on the show. In fact, recently there was one in Miami about people who are killed by the propeller. And you think, well, that's an easy fix, right? I mean, isn't that something that with a propeller that you could shut off? I mean, couldn't you shut off the propeller? And the answer is you can, and there's a way to do that. But when someone sometimes flies out, you can't do it. There was a big story that happened when somebody was injured a long time ago with Gloria Estefan in hitting into their boat, and they tried to do what they could to rescue the person. So this is another way a lot of people recently have died in boating accidents, where they're unaware of the propeller or the person in the boat who's at the helm is inexperienced, and they don't shut it off, and that's it. Somebody gets caught up because of what happens with currents, etc. And wow, it was really fascinating. So I thought I'd give you a glimpse into my world for a second. And that really is the mic drop, because it's something I have wanted to do for a long time. And I thought it was going to be a lot easier, frankly, than it was. So there you go. A little bit of odds and ends for you before we go to Dr. Mark Dow. He's going to close out the show for us. And he has some thoughts on COVID and what's coming up with COVID, and can we really look in a crystal ball and know what's coming down the road? Is there a way to end the conversation? And do you think the answer is yes? I think the answer is going to be no. And that's the thing that bugs us, right? There's no control over this. There's no end. When we know there's an end, isn't it easier? It's like when you go to the dentist, and this is a bad analogy for this, but I'll use it. Like, who really likes dental pain? And when you go to the dentist, what do you want to know? How awful is it going to be? How long is it going to take? Am I knocked out? What happens when I wake up? Can I be knocked out? Are you going to give me gas? Can I get gas? And lots of questions like that, because you know, you understand that dental surgery is surgery, and it's painful. And who wants to go through that? Well, there's your similar analogy. You have no control over, we have no control over where this all ends up. But we know that too many people have been getting COVID, and luckily not as crushed in the death area, thank goodness. But still, whatever the after effects are, and also getting through it. And then what happens to work, and what happens to people who really have to be out for longer than a couple of days? And that's really started to rip through plenty of companies. And that's where we're at. I mean, we're in the department of figure it out, because they're, the end of the conversation, I think, is not going to happen anytime soon. It may just be like a flu situation, and that's what we're going to be talking about. I said the recession word. It is a dirty word. I don't want to be in a recession. You don't want to be in a recession. We just were hibernating and hated it and took a hit. So next year could be the year. Banks are saying it. Economists are saying it. A lot of pessimism out there. Even though consumer spending is still high. The job market is wide open. There are worries that rising borrowing costs for consumers and businesses after years of near zero interest rates could cause that retrenchment. But look, Federal Reserve has raised interest rates. They keep raising them aggressively to cool the economy. And we know the other reasons. The coronavirus pandemic, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, they're all adding to all of this. So, of course, financial markets rolled again on Thursday, a day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average had its worst drop of the year. The S&P 500 inched further into bear market territory, which is a 20% drop from the most recent peak after Wednesday's sell-off really wiped out more than 4% of its value. And that's how it works. Panic, sell it off. This is it. It's too risky. Boom. I mean, even the former Goldman Sachs chief executive, Lloyd Blankfein, warned that there's a very, very, very high risk of recession. The Wells Fargo CEO said there's no question that the economy is headed toward a downturn. So this is the warning to you. If that's starting to circulate more, not just in one area with different kinds of people in the financial arena, you got to start working on what are you going to do, right? I'm not telling you what you have to do, but I'm challenging you to get ahead of this thing because, boy, you don't want to be in that situation where you just feel that tightening, the noose just tightens and tightens because of the pressure. New home construction, of course, it slowed up in April. Mortgage demands are declining. Of course, they're declining because people don't want to pay more for a house. And then retailers who haven't met what they thought their forecast was going to be for the quarter. So disappointing sales and profits because of higher costs and overstocked inventory issues, trying to avoid and step around the supply chain woes. I mean, Walmart never plunges. More than 11% on Tuesday. Walmart, they're always jammed. Was their worst one-day loss in 35 years. On Wednesday, Target was the target. Their shares dropped 26%. Why? Because they had a 52% drop in quarterly profits. And part of that is bigger, more expensive items, TVs, kitchen appliances, outdoor furniture. There wasn't a big demand for it. You get to buy outdoor furniture when groceries are sky high? No. Especially when you hear the forecast of how things are rolling. So the economy shrinking 1.4% in the first 3 months of the year, that stoked the recession fears. So you name it, we got it. And I wish I could paint a better picture, because I'm definitely an optimist chased with a little bit of realism. Or maybe a lot more realism lately. But I always like to say where we see it, we can change it. When we see it, we can change it. So the challenge to you is you see what's happening with gas. You see what's happening grocery stores. See what's happening with supply chain as a result. And just plan for it. And you'll feel better off and get through it much better maybe than some other people. Coming up, more on COVID next with Dr. Dowell.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, I know the past couple of weeks I've been talking a lot about the BA2 subvariant of Omicron and how it's actually hit several people that I know, people who thought they were being cautious, and then look what happened. And, of course, we've had lots of conversations about vaccines and whatnot on this show. So a perfect time to have Dr. Mark Dow on with us to talk about the new variants. He's the medical director of infectious disease at Banner Wyoming Medical Center in Casper, Wyoming. Dr. Dow, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks very much for having me.
So tell us about the subvariant of Omicron and why it's becoming so dominant as far as COVID is concerned in other countries and here in the U.S.
It's just more contagious. If you start ranking things, you get the Alpha variant, then Delta was more contagious, then the original Omicron was even more contagious, and this one takes it to a new level. So it's just really easy to pass it. It's like we're all basically in a daycare, you know, and how viruses spread around daycares. It's like that. It's so contagious.
So being so contagious, now you know that there's been sort of a lax for some people as far as getting a vaccine and then others who are diligent about it. Why is it important to get vaccinated instead of just getting COVID? Because some people say, well, I'll just get it and get over. It'll get over me.
Well, it's interesting. There is a new study in one of our journals as an infection doctor this morning, literally, looking at long-term COVID complications. They looked at 31 studies across the world and, you know, did all the detail in terms of the data. 49% of people across the world that have been infected with COVID-19 have symptoms referable to that 4 months after getting infected. This is new information. If there was ever a reason to get a vaccine, that's it. And we're talking about anything from fatigue, trouble concentrating, joint and muscle aches, you know, that famous brain fog, that kind of thing. So that's new information fresh off the press.
Wow. Thanks for that, Dr. Dow. How about the whole idea of a lot of other people just talk about relying on natural immunity to stop COVID? That doesn't work, right?
Well, it doesn't work for a couple of reasons. One is it puts you at much increased risk, many times greater risk of ending up in the hospital or dead. That's one thing. And the other is, like a lot of coronaviruses, which COVID-19 is one of them, your protection is short-lived. That's why we can get the common cold, with, you know, not dealing with COVID, but just the common cold, same family of viruses, over and over again. So natural immunity is only good for a little while.
And you look at natural immunity, and then, of course, the conversation that a lot of other people have is, well, what about the dangers of getting COVID compared to the side effects of a vaccine?
Well, you know, billions of people across the world now have been vaccinated, and the serious complication rate from the vaccine, incredibly small, amazingly small. But when you compare that to the risk of COVID, it's no comparison. COVID puts you at significant risk of hospitalization and that kind of thing. The vaccine cuts down that risk so much, and the vaccine is safe. So I've taken it, I've been boosted, and I had no problems with it.
Same thing for me. I didn't have any problems with it either. And I mentioned at the top, of course, you're the medical director of infectious disease at Banner Wyoming Medical Center in Casper, Wyoming. What's it been like during this whole couple of years with COVID in your position? What have you seen?
Well, it's been a wild ride. I've seen the new variants come and go. I've seen different parts of the population get infected. Unfortunately, as you know, it became very politicized, and that made it even harder, and I think it confused the public. I've been fighting a constant battle trying to get the best information to the public that I can so they'll make smart choices. I'm very strongly pro-vaccine. I'll tell you, I have seen too many people die right in front of me, you know, horrendous deaths, and I don't want that to happen to anybody in the world. And so it has been, it takes an emotional toll. You feel very torn. You hate to see people suffering in a hospital that didn't need to be there. You can imagine it's been rough on all healthcare providers.
Yeah, absolutely. So people listening to our conversation want more information. Where can they go?
Well, I suggest vaccines.gov is a main one, but you can just get on the CDC website or even World Health Organization and just read. There are lots of articles and great information.
Dr. Mark Dow, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
His perspective of what's going on, and I think the key to what that conversation, part of that conversation, is that there is no end, and this is, you know, we can deny it all we want, because none of us want to deal with this. We're sick of it. We're tired of it. I know people who have lost people in this. I know other people who are lucky they're alive. And then people who have just gotten really sick, like my nephew, and then got through it on the other side, but had such a bad experience, he doesn't want to get another booster. And we know that there's people that feel very similarly. So this is, you know, an at-watch situation. That's what I call it. We're all at watch with this, right? Who has your back? I mean, the answer is that we are all in this. There's no guide to this. There's no handbook for this. There's certain things about it we know, but there's so much we don't know, right? And that's what's tricky. There's just too much that we don't know. We're trying to navigate step around it. And it's like everything else in life, and of course it is. We're living our lives. We're doing the best we can. Lots of us try to be good Samaritans. This is a great audience. Many of you have donated what you can for various causes, including helping the people in Ukraine, people that aren't even anywhere in your neighborhood. But the bottom line is, until it really affects you, that's the deal. When you get clobbered with it, your perspective shifts. Economically or personally, in the sense of the human side of your life, people you know being affected, or you yourself being affected and not being effective. What was that like, and what has that been like? It's like when I see this actress, Amanda Klutz is her name, or Klutz is her name. Her husband got it, and she, you know, it didn't matter. Money, he was a Broadway star, he got it, Nick Cordero. And he died of complications from it. They just had a baby. So a very, very young child. I mean, how tough is that moving forward? And there's other stories like that. You know, it's people having to move forward and having to deal with an unexpected tragic loss that we never thought we would deal with because of a virus. But if we look into our history, we know that there have been other viruses that have wiped out people in the past. And what was their perspective, do you think? I lost a great-great-grandmother who I never knew. I didn't even know we had that side of the family because they just moved on. My grandmother is my great-grandmother. My grandmother was 7 months old when it happened, so her father moved on, met another woman. That was it. Nobody ever talked about it till COVID hit. And then I realized when somebody said to me, oh, by the way, have you ever met these people and do you know anything about them? No, I have no idea who you're talking about. Well, that would be your great-grandmother. So, see, we're still dealing with it. And then we've got New York City reporting a possible monkeypox case. Yikes. And we know that outbreak has spread to 7 countries. This was just a day, the New York case, after a case was reported in Massachusetts. If you don't know what the monkeypox looks like, oof. I fear if you go on your search engine and check it out, it's something you do not want to catch. All right, we got a skedaddle. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.